It's Mr. McGregor, sir.
Yeah.
You are.
Hello. Mr. President, thank you for letting me break into...
I got the report from Bob, yeah.
The report on Earl Butts is favorable and getting better. I wanted to break in and thank you for letting me, Mr. President, to bring you up to date on the free network television time idea. John Anderson made a speech on the House floor that's exciting some news interest, suggesting that this idea be considered as an alternative to the checkoff. Summerfield, this Newman, talked to Wilbur Mills and said, why don't you push this idea in lieu of the campaign checkoff idea? I wanted to make sure that these moves, we are not identified with the Summerfield move, but I am closely with the John Anderson move. I meet with your approval. I don't know that the moves are going to go anyplace, but at least there is now beginning to be press discussion. And congressional discussion of mandating the networks to give free television time to presidential candidates, equally to the two major party candidates and to a lesser degree on a proportionate, some proportionate basis, which would be equitable to minor party candidates in the general election campaign.
Well, I think that they gave the time without restrictions. In other words, they can't set it up in terms of what they want to do. In other words, it's free time.
This would be as the candidate chooses.
That's right. And it's probably a good idea.
But there is movement along this line.
If it could stop the other one, see.
That's right. It's only to be considered as an alternative.
Only as an alternative.
Only an alternative.
We're not interested in it otherwise.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to get too far on this to get into a position where I might conceivably embarrass...
I wouldn't indicate, let me say this, I don't want to indicate that I'm for it at this point. For your information, I think it's an intriguing idea to sort of start them off on some other direction.
Right, I haven't...
Maybe get the damn thing off of our backs that way.
Right, I haven't put you into the picture at all.
I don't think that they'd be dumb enough to take that because that won't handle their debt, see?
No. No, it will not, Mr. President.
It looks to the future, not the past.
Right. It could get some press play, however, and could get favorable reaction from the newspapers.
Oh, boy, yes.
Particularly those that have editorialized against the checkoff plan. And, Mr. President, we're beginning to get editorials from around the country strongly supportive of your position on the checkoff.
Are you?
The Detroit News, Detroit Free Press, Denver Post, others are beginning to editorialize strongly against the checkoff plan.
Mm-hmm. Well, we just never know. It might be good to sink it all. Okay, well,
okay.
That's good. You
Thank
go
you,
right ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President.